Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. Thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, April 16th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Allville's here.
What's up? Hello.
And Jason Bishop.
Yep. What's up?
That is the foursome, as always. If you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys survive the wind yesterday?
It was brutal.
Survived the wind, but I had an internetless night last night at Mikasa, and I just
the wind
felt,
take out your router?
No, I think it was an issue from the day before. Let me just tell you, I felt like Lewis and Clark pushing westward last night. Like I couldn't have felt more like I was Amish or living in frontier times.
Why? Because your TV didn't work? Because you could obviously use your phone, your 5G network.
Yeah, just TV wouldn't work, computer. Like I'm just doom scrolling Twitter, and like before I went to bed,
you didn't know how to entertain yourself.
I mean, I could have read a book, I guess. Chose not to do that.
I mean, your perfect day included an hour of reading.
It did. Now
I want to reconsider.
I did tweet last night that my perfect day did not include 70 minutes on the phone trying to troubleshoot to fix the problem.
And what is the issue?
I don't know. I think it's a bad cable going into my router. Somebody from, I'm not going to name the company, is going to come out and fix it today at 1 o'clock.
All right. Were any of your neighbors having the issue?
To my knowledge, no.
Oh, that must have sucked.
something from the pole.
I don't know. Something is amiss. All right. I know is 1 o'clock, the tech is coming over. I would just like to have that 70 minutes back. Mm-hmm. I know I'm not getting it back. I'd like to have it back.
Hold on. It was out for 70 minutes?
No. I was on the phone.
Oh, you're on for the phone. Okay.
With the tech.
How long? When did it go out?
When did it go out? I mean, it went out
2-3 o'clock.
It was still working a little bit, but it really went out once I got on the phone. The phone with the tech.
Gotcha.
Because then he basically pulled the plug and tried to reset it, and it couldn't be reset.
Right, right, right.
It was a debacle. Mm. Don't think that it wasn't.
Oh, I know.
It was a full-fledged debacle.
I've been there before.
So
sucks.
Hopefully by 1 or 2 o'clock today.
You don't know what to do with your day.
I mean, I'll be back up and running.
You just feel lost.
You could have hotspotted your computer, at least so you had a little bigger screen.
It's fine. By that time, my brain was completely frazzled from talking to this guy. He was very helpful. He was trying to help solve the problem. He just couldn't get me over the hump.
Yeah.
But it's all good. It's all fine.
They'll fix it today.
It'll get taken care of today.
Yeah.
and I will be back on the grid.
If that had happened in my house, I would have just been taking shrapnel from my wife because she would somehow blame me for the internet being out.
It was not my doing. It was out of my control.
Right.
But here we are.
Right.
So you couldn't watch Strom or Hattie it last night.
I wasn't able to watch the Strom or Hattie. You're correct.
That's right.
So we'll talk to Coach Carbs about that. He's scheduled, I believe, at 7 a.m.
Good. Yeah. They stopped the bleeding a little bit.
They did. They did stop.
Needed that.
I watched a post game on Monumental, and Bruce Boudreau was there, mm-hmm. and he said, you just need to have one good game before going into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Well, that might have been it.
You don't necessarily need to have this streak of five or six straight wins, mm-hmm. but if you can put together one good game, and you're like, okay.
So they have one more, right?
Yep.
They have
one Thursday.
You can kind of just point to that one game and say, okay, this is how we play hockey. This is the formula.
Yeah, this is the blueprint.
Kind of true because it is just a whole new season. I mean, once it gets going, it's all new. But again, remember, we've been through it. You start out 0-2, look like a carcass in the ocean, and you can find a way to get some momentum, you could dig your way out of it.
Then our pal Lars Eller saved us.
Mm-hmm.
He saved the Caps and he saved us.
Right.
From another offseason of just misery and early playoff exit.
I love
Lars Eller.
I finally did see the video of Ovi on with McAfee and you know, passing the phone around and all the boys saying hello, whatever. It was a nice touch.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Ovi is just so friggin' charming.
He is.
He really is.
He's our guy.
He's a good guy.
Carberry's charming too. I'm a little sad this is going to be his final appearance.
Yeah.
Carbs,
yeah. He's been great this season.
Oh, he doesn't come on during the playoffs. That's right.
I think he's contractually obligated through today.
Through today.
Believe that's correct.
I think his eye will be in a different ball during the playoffs.
You're probably right.
I'm sure. But I bet we could, you know, if we get humming, we can probably get him on.
So if they. The regular season ends tomorrow for the entire league. Do we know when they would play? Would they play game one on a Sunday?
I don't know. I don't know the schedule yet. Yeah. But Sunday sounds about right.
Friday, Saturday. Yeah, because that would be they have to start it on the weekend. Maybe not the Caps.
I would think.
The NHL playoffs has to start this weekend.
And they'll be playing either Columbus or Montreal. So that'll be determined, I guess, tomorrow.
Did anybody?
One of those two teams will be the opponent.
So Columbus won last night. They beat the Flyers. And did the Canadiens play? I don't think they played last night.
With the look of the scores.
Yeah. The Blue Jackets definitely won. But I don't think Montreal played. So Montreal has is it a 1-point lead? Let's see. Montreal has 89 points. And Columbus currently, after last night's win, they have 87. So it's coming down to their final game on Thursday.
Win and they're in.
You know, I don't know. I haven't been able to absorb everything that Drab's put here on this outline. But, okay, so he wants to talk about it at 6:45. The Travis Hunter situation is kind of wild, where he's now saying he'll quit football.
He's threatening,
I guess we'll get into that a little later. But I thought I heard that yesterday, and I just kind of dismissed it in my brain.
I mean,
but that's a real thing.
Here's what I would say to Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
The NFL will go on without you. Right. Okay.
Well, there's no chance.
You're a great player, but.
There's no chance he's turning down that money. He ain't quitting.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere, first and foremost. Yeah. And again, the NFL is way bigger than Travis Hunter.
But I believe that whatever team does draft him is going to play him both ways. Maybe not full time. He's not going to play 1,500 snaps or 2,000 snaps, whatever it is. But I think he'll play both ways.
I think so, too.
Maybe not 100%, but I think he'll play both ways.
I've brought it up a bunch of times.
Yeah, he's not gonna
Shohei's played both ways.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to let somebody who has a passion to do something, who's great at doing it, you break the mold and you let them do it.
Well, we're getting closer here, Cakes, the draft. How many days away are we?
I think it's 8.
Typically starts
away?
On a Thursday,
a week from,
right?
Week from tomorrow.
Yeah. Week from tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And where is it being held this year?
Green Bay.
It's being held in Green Bay. All right.
There's going to be a billion people in Green Bay.
How many people are they expecting? Like over 100,000?
I mean, I would guess well over 100,000. I mean, we've seen some of these crowd shots from like Nashville and Detroit. I couldn't believe the amount of people that they were stuffing into the streets in downtown Detroit. I think it was like over 200,000 people.
Yeah.
Right. Like they're massive.
So you
got
to be able to accommodate a couple hundred thousand. Because I know when I was in KC, there was a nice downtown area, you know, where like you could tell there's like it's set up for like live music, restaurants everywhere. I was like, oh, maybe they could hold a draft here, I wonder. But I don't think it could hold that amount of people. You need to be able to hold.
Kansas City, the Royals had a million people, I think, at their parade.
Yeah.
They went to World Series.
Yeah. You need to be able to hold a lot of people.
I mean, they could do it.
Well, maybe not at the venue that I was thinking of, though. Yeah.
Now, they're not going to have it in the stadium, are they? They're going to have somewhere in the town, in the city?
Will be around Lambeau Field and Title Town, which is like a built-up area around Lambeau Field.
Okay. Just wonder what the weather has been like up in Green Bay. It can't be great.
There's something going on here. I mean, we still have pollen, right? I'm waking up, and I feel fine, but I just still have so much snot.
Actually, it's not bad up there in Green Bay. It's 60s.
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, yeah, there's
here.
Definitely pollen.
Of course, there's pollen.
Pollen's not going away till probably mid to end of May, bro.
Yeah, another month.
It's around.
Better get on those allergy meds. Better get on the eye drops, the whole regimen.
It actually does feel silly, though, when you just blow your nose and it just all comes out. It's silly.
Oh, it's so liberating.
Oh, God.
You can actually breathe.
It's amazing to get rid of the snot.
That's why Jason's doing it every morning. I mean, every single morning.
Yeah, but his is just loogies.
It's snot, bro.
He's clearing out the pipes.
It's in there.
Mm-hmm. He's got to get the system.
You know how many times
when
I'm walking my dog, I just put my knuckle in one of my nostrils and it's blow.
Yeah, that feels so silly.
Both sides. I do it all the time.
It's kind of gross. I've done it before. Don't get me wrong. But it's kind of gross, but it does feel good.
When you get through that blockage,
it feels good.
I did that this morning. As soon as I closed my garage door, I put my finger on my left nostril, just blew a huge snot rocket out of
When I do that, I'm just worried that there's some collateral damage, like on my shirt.
Yeah, probably a little bit somewhere. Who knows where it's
got
to
be.
Who knows?
All right, Cakes mentioned we got Spencer Carberry, Capitals coach, joining us coming up at 7 o'clock, and it's a big executive day. Mike Rizzo, president of baseball ops, GM of your Washington Nationals.
After a win.
He'll join us coming up at 9 o'clock here on the
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Time now to open up the Junkies sports page. Brought to you by our friends at Don't Sleep Energy. You can take a little shot. You can get a can of Don't Sleep Energy. And use the code Junkies to get 10% off, because Don't Sleep, it'll make you great.
I might have to pop one into the freezer for about 45 minutes or an hour and then grab it. Oh, it'll be right around 8 o'clock-ish, 7:45.
Make sure you get it.
Perfect.
Make sure you get it before it explodes.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
I've exploded both soda cans and beer can/bottles in the freezer, and it's no bueno when it happens.
Right.
You stick it in, you forget about it, you come back. It's just glass shards or aluminum and frozen beer everywhere. It's not great.
Now, Eric was talking about how you only had 4.5 hours, or maybe less,
two nights ago.
Yeah. How was last night?
Only like six hours, 15, something like that.
And no nap.
I did a little nap. Okay, I did do a little nap.
All right, so you got maybe 7 total.
Yeah, I'd say.
All right, it'll be better tonight. All right, so let's open up with the Caps again. They got their 51st win last night in New York. Is it Elmont, New York?
It is Elmont. I was there last weekend.
Beat the Isles 3-1. The story was Stromer.
Mm-hmm.
Stromer had a hat trick. And
such a beast.
Lindgren played great. Obviously only allowed 1 goal, so he was much better than the last game.
Thank you again to the Chicago Blackhawks for being a dumb, inept organization and just letting Stromer walk and letting the Capitals sign him.
Right. What
was that 3 years ago?
Something
three
like that.
3.5 years ago? Because he's been nothing but fantastic
Stromer
for the Capitals.
Has 29 goals and 52 assists for 81 points.
It's career high.
Career high.
Yep.
Just played great this year.
Mm-hmm. He's been awesome.
So assists last night, you had Dubois had one. You had Ovi getting one. I think that was a 726th career assist, something like that. I'm not sure where that ranks.
726 career assists for a one-trick pony is pretty good.
Not
bad.
Last
time I checked. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a pretty solid number.
Tom Wilson had a dime. Sandin had one. And I believe Doubter had one.
Very good.
So that's 51 wins. They've got 1 game left in the regular season. That'd be tomorrow night in Pittsburgh. And then we'll find out who they play. It'll either be Montreal or Columbus.
Like correct. Like
we talked about last segment, Columbus is 2 points back of Montreal. Not sure who has the tiebreaker there, but Columbus won last night. So it'll either be Montreal or Columbus.
Mm-hmm. So it's interesting when you look at the standings, right? So it looks like they're probably going to finish with the second most points. Okay, they're a little swoon. Maybe it's cost them. I don't know. When you look at, but there are a bunch of teams, you know, the ones that have like over 100 points. Mm-hmm. There are other teams that have won 50 plus games.
Yep.
We definitely are the ones limping in with the weakest, like last 10.
Yes.
You know, like Toronto's 8-1. Let me see. Winnipeg, they're 7-3 in their last 10.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas Golden Knights, 6-2-2.
Yep.
Kings, 8-2. Like, we're the only one with a losing record in our last 10. We're kind of limping in.
Yeah.
Everybody's saying, don't sweat it, EB.
I know.
I'm
just getting a little bit anxious.
I heard Barstool Nate on with...
Don't be anxious.
Barstool Nate was on with B. Mitch and Finley yesterday, and he brought up some stats of the last couple of Stanley Cup champions.
Yeah. Mm.
And they all kind of limped in.
Right.
Maybe not quite as bad as the Washington Capitals, but none of them had like a 7-game winning streak heading into the playoffs.
The only other team that's kind of somewhat in their realm is Carolina. They're 4-5-1
right
in their last 10.
But hey, they had a good game yesterday. My question is, and I know Carberry's not going to answer it, is what are they going to do with goalie? Mm-hmm. Lindgren played yesterday, had 32 saves.
Well, here's the thing.
Do you go with the hot guy, or do you go with the guy who's had the better regular season
but's
had injuries?
We had Tarik El-Bashir on a few days ago, and I agree with his stance, is that if Logan Thompson...
If he's healthy.
If he doesn't get 1 game of... If he doesn't play in the Pittsburgh game,
right,
you can't just throw him into the fire of the playoffs after a 2-plus week layoff.
So when do you throw him in?
I don't know.
You're going to throw him into the fire either way if he's not playing before the playoffs.
I just feel like...
I think you got to put your best guy.
I don't know.
I generally agree with that, but like
a rusty guy
coming off an injury who's been you talk about the team has been slumping. Look at his numbers. He's really been slumping before the injury, Logan Thompson. So
we got to get him in there against Pittsburgh then,
if he's ready. Now I know he took the trip to Long Island. I don't know whether he's going to play in the finale against the Pens, but it is a big question mark for the Caps.
Right, but hold on,
he was better during the regular season.
He was overall, but look at his numbers specifically after he signed his extension.
Lindgren beat the Islanders last night.
Yeah,
he was very good. All right, he allowed 4 goals to Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
He allowed 4 goals to Carolina.
Yep.
He allowed 4 goals to the Islanders.
Ooh.
The one you were at.
Sense a trend.
He allowed 3 goals to Chicago. A bad team.
Chicago is pretty dreadful.
Okay. His goals against in the month of April is 3.1. Ain't great.
Well, I don't feel the most confident about it.
Yeah.
But if it came down to it, am I starting Logan Thompson off of an upper body injury, which I believe is probably a concussion. They don't discuss that, but he took a rocket shot off of his mask on April 2nd, well, I believe.
100% that's what it
okay,
is.
Okay, so he's coming off a concussion, allegedly, hasn't been playing well, and then you're going to throw him into game one of a playoff series after a 2.5 or 3 week layoff? Not a big fan of that. Chucky's my guy, at least for game one. He's my guy. I got to
feel
go
like
with
Chucky's a backup.
I have to go with Chucky.
Okay, but here's my point based on what you're saying. Mm-hmm. You're saying I'm not going to throw him into the fire in game one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're going to end up throwing him into the fire whenever he plays.
Well, not if Chucky is great and goes on a tear in the playoffs and they never have to bench him.
Well, I mean, what are the odds of that?
I don't know.
What are the odds that Lindgren?
I don't know.
Yeah. It's,
but you might like feel like you kind of have an ace up your sleeve, though. If you save Logan, get him healthy. And then, you know, get the memory sort of all, you know, the bad stuff that happened in the last few weeks. Get him reps in practice. And then when Lindgren needs a break or when Lindgren falters, you got your starting goalie, really, for most of the regular season. You pop him in, kind of save the day. But not unlike the situation of 2018. Not that dissimilar.
Well, yeah, Grubby was the guy heading into the playoffs. Yeah. He was bad the first two games. And they said, well, you can't rely on you. We're giving it to Holtby. And they carried the team through the playoffs.
I think I might agree with Cakes.
Maybe you guys are right.
I'm not sure there is a right decision, but I think I might agree with
But look at his stats.
I'm not worried about
both of them have been bad.
Lindgren has not been good.
Both of them since February have not been great.
Yeah. I'm not worried about the team overall heading into the playoffs, but the goalie conundrum is a little bit worrisome.
But that's
now you're a little worried.
Now you have anxiety.
You weren't anxious two days ago.
The goalie Jake's. Thing. I'm just going to call it the goalie
but
thing.
That bleeds into the team.
I know. I mean, like, somehow he separates
it. It's arguably the most important factor.
I'm trying to sweep it under the rug.
You can't sweep goalies under the rug.
Try to sweep that under the rug.
Could cold goalies doom this team?
Sure.
Yeah.
No, but what's the likelihood?
I have no idea.
I mean, didn't they just lose to Columbus?
They got pounded by Columbus in back-to-back games.
Yeah.
In games that didn't matter.
I'm not saying they're playing Columbus. They'll probably play Montreal.
Right.
But that's, you know, Columbus is either an 8 seed or just outside the playoffs, and they lost back-to-backers. Now, one of them didn't count because
meaningless games.
Because they started the third stringer. In one of those
games. They started Hunter Shepard.
Isn't that the game they lost 8-0?
Yeah, they didn't play a bunch of guys.
Yeah. All right, so I kind of tossed that one out, but the other one I don't know. Yeah, it's a little dicey.
The one thing you need to make a deep run is at some point you got to find a hot goalie.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll see
what
happens.
Right now they don't have one.
We can bring it up to Carbs even though he won't answer the questions, but he's usually pretty honest.
Yeah. Jason, you've mentioned Chucky's last games.
Uh-huh.
Cakes is right. When you look at the last five games
of Logie.
Logie.
Brutal.
Give me the goals against.
All right. Just goals against. His most recent game was April 2nd. He played Carolina, gave up 3. Before that, he gave up 7 against Buffalo.
That's a lot of goals, guys.
Gave up 3 against Winnipeg in an overtime loss.
That's not horrible.
3 against Florida in a win.
I'd like a 2 spot or a 1 thrown in here somewhere.
And a 1.
Okay, there we go.
March 18th, they beat Detroit 4-1.
Okay.
Isn't Detroit terrible?
I don't think Detroit is very good. Let me check. Did they qualify for the playoffs? They are eliminated. Yeah. Not good.
But before that, he was playing well. It's kind of the last 5 that I see. I mean, his goals against average in March was 2.98, which is significantly up because I think he's right around 2.5.
Right.
Okay. All right. So both of them are around 3 for goals against.
Yeah, because Charlie was 3-1.
Good thing the Caps score a lot.
I'm just saying.
But way back in January, where Logan played a bunch of games, his goals against average was 1.48.
Right.
The next month in February, jumped to 3.59.
I'd love to see January Logan Thompson back.
Yeah, you need January Logan Thompson.
Can we get January LT back, please?
All right, so after last night's game, there's only one more game in the regular season for the rest of the teams that haven't finished their schedule. So there's only one playoff spot still remaining. Western Conference is set. Eastern Conference is all about the 8 seed. It's either going to be Montreal or Columbus. So we'll see what happens there. All right, Cakes was upset last night because
I was.
Yeah, he's upset that he had no cable. Or no TV okay. because he couldn't watch the NBA play in. Oh,
yeah, you're right. I was.
He's
very...
a big Paolo Banchero fan.
Yeah, I love that dude.
But
at least I know what team that guy plays.
Last night, the playoffs, the postseason mm-hmm. officially started in the NBA. The Magic pounded the Hawks, 120-95 in Orlando. So Orlando is the official 7 seed.
This is the equivalent of the NCAA play-in games to me.
Well, they're all called play-ins. Yeah.
That's just
not a stretch, Cakes.
Yeah,
you really.
So Orlando,
I just kind of sneer at them. I look at them with disdain.
Trae Young apparently he teed up twice and he would not give the balls back to the ref after the tees. Okay. He was just being a nightmare.
Yeah,
I texted my boy Mike Bray. I said, "Bro, you'd have to pay me a lot of money to spend every single day with Trae Young."
Well, did he respond? They are paying me a lot of money.
I know what he's making. You wouldn't believe it. As an assistant
coach. Can you write
it
down? I'd like to see it. You know what? I'm going to guess.
All right.
What is his official title?
I don't know where he ranks on the assistant coach.
Got to be lower
staff.
On the totem pole, being new to the league.
All right, but he's a long established guy.
But he's only his second year in the NBA.
Okay, second year in the NBA. Yep. An assistant. They have an army of assistants.
But anyway,
Orlando drummed him. Cole Anthony had 27.
Drummed
four threes.
And Trae Young got ejected. But it's not done for Atlanta. Go ahead.
I have my number. This is what Mike Bray makes as an assistant for the Hawks. $700,000 is my guess.
Well, I don't want to say, so I'm not going to say that you're right or wrong, but I'm just going to show you.
I think
you.
I'm all over it.
Oh. Yeah.
What?
The Hawks season's not over. The Hawks
should be drawing up some plays.
That's an absurd number.
It's a great retirement gig, isn't it?
The Hawks season.
I can't believe the number I just saw on that piece of paper.
The Hawks season's not over. They'll play the winner of the Heat Bulls game, which is tonight. The loser of the Heat Bulls game, Dunsky.
By the way, the bigger story is that Jason would know that because he's that type of guy where he would just flat out ask.
I know I have the rep of being in people's pockets. This guy's the leader.
Mike didn't tell me.
Oh, really?
No.
It's reported?
No, I just know.
He's going to leave that to go do NIL and coach the Terps.
Oh, no. At his age, what is Bray, like 65, 64?
Well, if he was going to coach the Terps, he'd be making a lot more money than that.
I'm well aware, but making that amount at his age, like EB said, like golden.
Well, here's the thing about Mike. Mike's fiance has two kids who both live in Arlington.
Okay.
So, and also his daughter lives up here. So he always wanted to kind of come back to the D.C. area.
Right.
There would be a lot of motivation for something like that.
Well, when they put the golden handcuffs on you in Atlanta, you stay in Atlanta.
he's in Atlanta. He's hanging out in Buckhead. All right, so Magic beat the Hawks. The Warriors beat the Grizzlies. Steph had 37. Apparently, he had a couple big threes. Jimmy Butler had 38.
Playoff Jimmy. So they've got the Rockets next.
They play the Rockets.
So both the home teams, the play-in, by the way, Cakes, the home teams ended up earning the 7 seed.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Had they lost, they would have played the winner of the 9-10 game.
Now you've got the 9-10 games tonight. Heat, Bulls, Mavs, Kings. So obviously the loser of that game's out, and then the winners of those games have to play the losers from last night.
Coming up next, there's a big name available via trade in the NFL. Should the Commanders be...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that?
I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Be interested. Coming up at 7 o'clock, Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Capitals, joins us. They're coming off the win last night with Dylan Strome getting a hat trick. So we'll talk to Coach Carberry coming up at 7. Don't want to miss that as they gear up for the playoffs. But wanted to throw out a possible trade target for the Washington Commanders. His name is Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey and the Dolphins have mutually agreed to explore trade options, according to NFL Network's Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero. He's 30, but he has earned a 70-plus coverage grade in 7 of his 9 NFL seasons. He's racked up 25 interceptions, 79 pass breakups on 755 career targets. Pro Football Focus put out their top 5 most likely targets for Jalen Ramsey, and they start off with the Washington Commanders. They say the Commanders are a trendy pick whenever a big-name player becomes available via trade, and with good reason. When you have a quarterback on a rookie deal who's already proven he can play, it's time to be aggressive.
Can we trade Lattimore for him?
besides, I would guess.
Well, can you imagine give up more draft capital.
Can you imagine if you got... if you had Jalen Ramsey and Lattimore on the corners?
Well,
but here's my question.
Having Lattimore is like having Mike Marr.
Now Greer, I think he's slightly better than that. But Greer, the GM of the Dolphins, says he didn't ask for a trade, and he didn't ask for more money. So if he's one of the best corners in the league, why do they want to trade him?
I don't know. The rebuild, because they can get assets.
Unless he's just lying, and he has asked for a trade.
There's probably more to the story. I mean, Ramsey, by the way, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, he's very effective in zone coverage, earning a 76.4 grade in those situations.
So he's a zone corner?
But he has
a
70,
is it Josh Norman?
But he has a 70 in man coverage, and PFF believes he would make sense schematically.
Right.
On what the Commanders
do. How can we do it? We can't just sign every freaking free agent.
True.
I mean, what are we doing here? Or trade for
every
guy.
And that would be a lot of dough tied up in your two starting corners.
Yeah,
like, how much are you going to pay Ramsey and Lattimore? Like, that's a lot of money.
Well, Ramsey signed a huge deal.
He signed a $75 million deal last year.
Yeah, and then you get your wish cakes. You can move Mike Sanistrill to the slot corner.
I do like that.
I agree. I don't think it makes sense. Certainly financially.
I think it would just be a luxury.
And and what do the Dolphins want? Of course they want draft picks.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You give up your second rounder for Jalen Ramsey?
No.
When you already have...
Might give up our first rounder, though.
You give up your first rounder?
Think about it.
No, you can't give up your first
rounder. You have your starting quarter for the next 4 or 5 years.
I can't bank on Jalen Ramsey playing for 4 years.
He's 30. He's 30. No, I don't know if you'd want him for 4 or 5 years.
Corners could play a long
time.
There's
no way that Adam Peters is partying with his first round pick for Jalen Ramsey.
He's not doing that.
We put this up as our Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories, zero carbonation. That means easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars. And in convenient variety, 8-packs to local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. You can vote at Junks Radio on Twitter. I saw the early voting is a no. But that would be a formidable secondary. And maybe you're playing it out that, all right, Ramsey would be here for the length of his contract. I mean, he's still playing. He's still playing as well as he has. Okay. He hasn't slipped. His play hasn't slipped.
Corners,
and then maybe you just realize you got
like
one more. Maybe you just suck it up for one more year, Lattimore, EB.
Well, honestly, what I would love to do is ship back, give him Lattimore. Give him some garbage.
I think Lattimore is going to have a much better year.
Well, they're banking on it.
Well, Ramsey's only guaranteed $21 million. He already made $4 million because he got a roster bonus at the start of March. Mm-hmm. Well, the start of the league year.
Yeah.
He gets $21 million guaranteed this year, but I think that's all he's due. So
they take a 21.
You pay him $21 million
one year gamble on him, and
I don't know.
I guess you could do it.
But you have to give up something.
You got
to
give up something, yeah.
Right.
Fourth round pick at most.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would give up first or second round.
They don't have they don't currently have a third round pick.
Yeah.
Fourth round pick.
I don't think he would get.
Fourth rounder.
From the Dolphins, I laugh at that.
And a future fifth rounder. That is my offer. And if they get a better offer, so be it. Not offering a second rounder for Jalen Ramsey.
I don't think they're going to do it, but it's
He's
just
a great player, Cakes.
He was once a great player. I put him as a very good player.
Eric,
and I'm not parting with more
Sports
than
Center broke down his numbers this morning, and I wish I could have remembered him.
Yeah.
But they said, all right, so he definitely picks off a lot of passes. All right. So,
he only has a couple a year.
But he's good at that. But in terms of giving up touchdowns and giving up first down catches and giving up he gives up a lot, but he also maybe that's because he plays a lot of zone, but he does give up some numbers. I think Cakes is probably right. He was probably a lot better 3 or 4 years ago when he was with the Rams.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
They're not going to trade.
I just don't see how they can keep doing this. You can't just keep acquiring big name people.
Yeah.
Like, you know. At some point, you do have to kind of live up to your philosophy.
I guess they technically can, as long as they're paying Jaden Daniels relative peanuts at this point.
I see him on Pro Football Focus's grades, Jason, ranked 10th in the league on grades. Cooper DeJean was the highest graded corner.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Surtain, second highest. Then it was Garrett Williams, Trent McDuffie, Derek Stingley Jr. But Jalen Ramsey in the top 10.
Well, that's fine. I'm just saying the Sports Center broke it down and they said he's good at, you know, defending certain passes or certain plays, but he also gives up a lot.
You know what else he did this year, apparently?
What?
He led all cornerbacks with 12 quarterback pressures. So they had him going after the quarterback.
We could always use help there.
Definitely going to need some help there.
I think
there.
I heard this morning as I was driving, I was listening to Kimes Pod. I think we were 24th, 25th in the league in interceptions. So I mean, clearly we need to produce the ball more. And I think he would help
you do that. You've seen a lot of mocks with the Commanders taking a corner at either their first or second round pick, too. So it's definitely a need.
Yeah.
The need for the defense.
I think when you look at the needs, we're all going to start with edge rusher, right? Yeah. They need somebody to rush the passer. But I think secondary.
No, it's right there. It's neck and neck.
It's right there for number two.
I think it's right there, neck and neck. I think it's gotten to the point.
I mean, they brought in guys, but I don't think there are great expectations for the guys.
You mean like Jonathan Jones and those guys? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think they're trying to solidify. They're trying to get better. They're getting maybe marginally better defensively. I think offensively. They definitely got better, bringing in Tunsil and Debo, like sort of on paper. They you know, say what you want about their weapons. They scored freaking 30 points a game. They just got better. Defensively is where you look at it and you go, that's where we need more improvement. I'm still intrigued by Trey Henderson,
but those interceptions are pretty big numbers for a corner. 4-4-3, now last year maybe not, but 4-4-3, those are pretty, I mean, usually the safeties will get all the picks, but those are pretty good numbers for a corner, for picks.
Jonathan Jones had zero. That's who's slated to start right now.
I think he's pretty good.
I agree, he's good.
I don't know how they could keep giving up capital.
Jonathan Jones, who's slated to start his corner, they brought him in. Via free agency. He's 31. He's older than Jalen Ramsey.
Mm-hmm.
Look, it would be a huge swing. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. I would also be worried. He appears to be one of these mercurial guys because he's already been on three teams.
But you know what? He's unlike Lattimore, he's available. He plays.
Mm-hmm.
Like you look at his game log.
He played all 17 last year.
Yeah, I mean, he pretty much plays every year you look at him. There might have been one or two where he's had some injuries, but for the most part, he plays. He's out there. He's available. Highly ranked. I would be intrigued. I just don't know how you could keep just, you know, getting all these sort of like luxury items and having to give up draft capital.
Peters does like big moves. He likes big splashy moves. We've seen that already.
Right.
I've been multiple times.
And they're definitely in win now mode.
Like, it went from 0 to 60 overnight.
Correct.
Rehauling the roster to getting your quarterback of your dreams, and now you're in it.
This ain't Ron Rivera. This isn't Ron stepping to the podium and saying, how can we get all this done in 1 year? We need 4 or 5 years to get this thing done. Right. Those days are so in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, but Peter's, I mean, he's building. He wants to build.
He wants to build, but he also likes big splashy
moves. He probably
moves.
Feels like they're a lot closer than he thought they would be.
Right.
But he's building. I don't think he's just gonna sell all his assets for 1 year for next year just because they went to the NFC Championship.
I don't think so either, but he likes him some flashy. He likes the big flashy move. And he made
that last year with Lattimore.
And he pulled off the deal with Debo.
And then with Debo, yeah. So
And Tunsil. I mean, he's got a few of those on his resume already.
But he doesn't have a ton of draft capital.
The argument is that he liked the free agent class better than the draft class. Right. Yeah.
Didn't the Rams do this for years where the Rams never had a first round pick? Yeah, they were always selling off.
You know, the Rams, they did the Michael Jordan. F them picks is what they said.
And it worked out for them. They won a Super Bowl.
Right.
They're good again. They had basically one down year.
Mm-hmm. I guess the strategy can work.
Especially during this window of the rookie contract.
Right.
Because in a couple years, Jade's going to be making 80.
Oh, he's going to get paid.
70 or 80.
Per.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I know. They're talking about him getting like a $400 million deal. Crazy like that.
The model that the Rams had was, all right, we're going to go ahead and go kind of all in. And then they just did a reset where they just drafted a bunch of young guys. So in a couple years, like if you do this where Peters is making these trades for Debo Samuel, for Tunsil, and giving up picks. And let's say you added Jalen Ramsey to the mix and you gave up even more picks. Well, you got your window here for a couple years, and then it's going to be just stock up with every draft pick.
You know who covers better than Jalen Ramsey, and it's not even close, is Jaden's mom. Because there was a picture of Jaden at Ayuk's wedding over the weekend. And he's grooving on the dance floor.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, his mom
is right there,
2 feet away from him on the dance floor. Like, he can't shake her.
Yeah. Like, listen, I'm sure
everywhere.
He's got a very close relationship with her, obviously.
Of course.
That's butt annoying.
I mean, she's got sticky coverage on Jade.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she is.
It's a little.
Hi, mommy. The only thing I would say, is that we've been to weddings where our entire families go to weddings, and then the dance floor is small, and she's young.
It's not an isolated incident.
Yeah.
It's, you know,
I know.
We have a track record here. We got a woman who's kind of made it known that like other women is like her number one thing that she's trying to keep away from Jaden. So.
You think she's hidden like a nanny cam in his bedroom? Like stuffed in like a stuffed animal?
I don't know.
Instead of an eye, it's a camera?
It's a weird thing. thank God he appears to be pretty darn grounded. I mean, what a great kid. So, I mean, she's doing something right. She's doing something right.
Definitely.
But, you know, it's definitely, it's a non-traditional sort of route. Like, at some point, you do have to let your child.
I mean, how's he ever going to hit the skins? How's Jaden going to hit the skins with his mom around all the time?
There's a 1% chance he's still breastfeeding.
Well,
that's but funny.
Well, so Vinny texted me that maybe he's dating his mom. Like,
hey, it's Vinny and Joe. Why is Jaden so close to his mom? Is he dating her? Are they going on dates together? Is that?
But
that's a bizarre take.
You have to give her credit. She's raised a tremendous kid.
Absolutely.
But it is weird. And at some point, I mean, you want him to blossom and grow up and you know, be a productive member of society on his own.
Isn't it called Oedipus complex or something like that? When the child is like in love with their mommy.
I think you're correct. I'd have to double check that because I haven't read up on Oedipus lately.
But I think you're right. The mommy's more.
I know.
I know.
Yeah.
So figure out whatever that is. But again, she's raised a great.
Yeah,
appears to be an unbelievable kid.
It's a Freudian theory that a boy becomes unconsciously sexually attached to his mother and hostile towards his father, who he viewed as a rival
for the mother.
Correct.
Right. No, I don't think that's going on.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I know my Greek mythology.
You do know you would score well on Jeopardy, no doubt.
Coming up next, we'll talk to the Caps head coach Spencer Carberry here on the Junkies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.